Discover how to develop a loving, nurturing inner voice for you. How did I break down my emotional walls? I really finally developed my own inner kind mothering voice inside of me for myself. In the past, I had learned to be an excellent caregiver to my family and classmates, but I really didn't know how to love and care for myself. Really, one of the most difficult things for me to do was, in practice, to love myself, to admit that somehow I got emotionally unhealthy and that I needed help. To take care of my needs really required spending some time on me. I finally had to put my needs on the list of people I care for, really first things first, and slow down and stop fixing everybody else. That was really hard to do. Over time, though, what I did is fall in love with myself just exactly as I was. And I started responding to myself and treating me with great gentleness and increasing kindness. When I find myself experiencing deep inner suffering and distress, or maybe overwhelm, I really pause and tune in and ask myself, Bobby, what's going on? I use loving self-talk and ask myself, what do I really need to feel better? And really, truly, just like a baby or a child crying, I pay attention. And I embrace my pain and my confusion, all my confusion, just as a loving mother would towards her child. So I talk with myself. Oh, sweetheart, Bobby, what's the matter? What do you need? I am here for you. I will not abandon you, and I love you. I hear that you're in pain. Can you tell me about it? Now take your time. I don't want to rush you. Just let me know when you're ready. Let me know what you need. I will always be here for you. So let me know what hurts. Is there anything I can do to help? Allowing myself then just to be present for myself in a kind, loving way has really transformed then how I deeply feel about myself. My deep inner emotional self gets it, that I care about me. And even sometimes when there's no one around and I need a hug, I wrap myself's arms around me and give my own self a hug. I really just sprinkle dollops of delight and self-care towards myself. And I tell me, I love you, Bobby, sweetheart. You are wonderful. I love you. I love you as you are and as you are becoming. I love you just exactly that way. And I'll be honest, at first this felt very odd and unnatural, but I had beat my own self over my head and wished to be dead. It was very cruel and mean to me. And I figured if that is something that I could do, then I could certainly give myself a hug, just as I would to any other dear close friend. And especially at times when I'm feeling bad and overwhelmed, what I really need is unconditional love and support. And, you know, so what happened, at first that felt unnatural, but over time it felt more and more real, more and more loving. And I gradually transformed my deep self-hatred into self-love. That was really wonderful. So essentially, we want to each grow our own rooting squad over to us. Essentially, speaking kindly and with deep respect. And Daniel Mead shares in a poem that he wrote, "If you would grow, shine the light of loving self-care on yourself. If you would grow to be your best self, be patient, not demanding, accepting, not condemning, nurturing, not withholding, self-marveling, not belittling, gently guiding, not pushing and punishing. For you are more sensitive than you know. Mankind is tough as war, yet delicate as flowers. We can endure agonies, but we open fully only to warmth and light. As our need to grow is fragile, as a fragrance dispersed by storms of will, to return only when those storms are still. So accept, respect, and attend to your sensitivity. Remember, a flower cannot be opened with a hammer. So I support you in celebrating your journey towards increasing self-love and respect, and send you a big hug. I love you. Wish you well.